Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, have the angels been speaking with you? You hear from angels? Why not? What's the matter? Doesn't everybody? Shall we all hear from angels? Maybe. Maybe we do, and we just don't know it. But in the meantime, we're going to talk with someone who speaks with the angels. And wonderful information comes through. And she's an old friend of mine. We've known each other for decades, actually. And now she's living out in Hawaii. But she's doing wonderful work. So I asked her to be on Energy Stew and talk about her work with the angels. And so let's speak with our guest, Adria Estrabu. Adria, welcome.
Hi, Peter. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we can do this because you've always been on a powerful spiritual path. And then to see what became of it for me, knowing you for so long and see how well you're doing in your abilities to work with higher consciousness, it's wonderful. And I think that's the way humanity is headed. For more and more of us to be open to higher communication, right?
Yes, and I don't think it's going to take many, many people so long as it's taken us. So I can only speak for myself. For myself, it took some decades in this lifetime of very introspective spiritual work before I was ready to start sharing gifts in any way. And I think for many of us, that's been the case. But now I feel like, wow, the way humanity is coming online, we're going to have people who, from our perspective, we might think, oh, they just started on the spiritual path yesterday. And how did they get to where we are in 2 days? It's an incredible acceleration.
Good. Let's hope that we're inspiring more and more people to find their way through the universe.
Yes, I hope so too.
I remember some years ago interviewing a woman and her son who were both astral travelers. And I said, so, you know, is it how many other astral travelers are out there with you? And they said, well, some others, but it's going to get very crowded out here soon.
I love that.
So, you actually do a lot of sessions privately and publicly allowing the angels to speak with you.
Yeah.
And so how did that happen and who are these angels?
Well, it started for me with channeling sound. So let's say 6 or 7 years, I'm not very good with my own timeline, but about that long I was channeling shamanic sound. And then I felt like messages wanted to come through. They were really knocking hard at the door. So eventually I let that start to happen. And in the last 2 or 3 years, I've been channeling different beings, not just angels. But I'm most comfortable right now with angels because I know what their agenda is, or at least I feel comfortable enough trusting what their agenda is. And I don't like to just be wide open at this time to whoever wants to speak through me, go ahead. Because I've had some interesting experiences with that personally.
Well, then again,
yeah,
you only know that these are angels because they tell you that.
Yes.
It could be somebody else.
So do I have proof? I do not. And I continue to assess and listen to what they're saying. And if I feel like it's inspiring love, growth, learning, then I'm so excited to share it. And if I ever feel any inclination, I don't know, this feels like this is about beefing up someone's ego or my ego. You know, if the angels start telling me, oh, how great Adria is, I'm going to shut that down pretty fast because I don't think that's what they do, you know. So yes, I'm very, very cautious. And no, I don't have any proof, but I finally relented to, because I was very, very resistant to channeling at all. I finally relented once the beauty of the messages and I saw how it was affecting other people and myself, because I also asked questions of the angels. It's so beautiful to play in these realms where there is no way really of proving that it's true, but we just go on our best use all the resources we have in this moment.
A lot of people don't understand how our minds work when we're intuitive. Like, you know, you've known me, as long as you've known me, I've been intuitive.
Yes.
And I know when I'm receiving information rather than thinking. You know, I'm not trying to find an answer. I'm just hearing answers that come through, and I communicate what I'm hearing. And it really makes sense to people. It's information often that they're needing to know, and how could Peter Roth know it? But somehow these spirits, I don't call them angels, they likely are. I call them well-meaning spirits.
Yes.
You know, it could be somebody's spirit guides, or my own, or our higher selves, or angels, or archangels. They all have, some of them have names, or some of them give us names, and you certainly have a bunch that are giving you their names, right?
Yes.
So who are they?
Well, I agree. It works. It is very, very different. It's very easy for me to tell, and I could see from the outside, you can't see that. When I'm thinking something, because people ask me questions in these client sessions, and boy, my ego and my mind kind of go through these momentary freakouts. I don't know how to answer that question. But luckily, I don't have to know. I just, then the answer comes through, and there's usually very little pause. It's just the answer comes through, and I'm hearing it at the same time anyone else is. So I learn a tremendous amount through these sessions.
Oh, it's amazing the information that comes through. I hear things I've never heard before about reality, about life, about the universe. And some of these things are pretty obscure understandings that are very important, but I've never heard them before. And yet that's what I'm being told. And it's amazing how when we're receptive like that, and that's what it's about. It's about receptivity and knowing the difference between when we're trying to think about something, trying to come up with an answer, and the answer is coming through without our thinking.
And yes.
And it's amazing how we don't have to know. Many times I've been in situations with clients over the years, many, many, many times where they it seems like they're painted into a corner and there's no way out. And they look at me and I go, what do I know? But then I call on higher guidance and all of a sudden these amazing solutions come through that I have no idea about.
Yeah. Yes. I think we're very lucky that way. We don't have to know, and we get to learn all these interesting things about different
amazing dimensions
and universes.
So who are the chief angels that speak through you?
Right now, in this last year or so, it's Archangel Raphael most often. And lately, in the last 3 or 4 months, Angel Ariel. And Ariel, as this being has told me, I always want to say she, but I don't believe angels have gender. But as Ariel has told me, that energy, the essence is about change. And because we're in such a changing time, Ariel's been coming through more and more in the last few months. Even though that's not an angel that I particularly called on, Raphael is.
Interesting. Yeah. I know a woman who's been channeling Archangel Raphael for at least 20 years, maybe 30, I don't know, or since he was a young teenager. And it's interesting that she refers to Archangel Raphael as a her.
Yeah, why not? I think it's just the name for me. I think of Raphael as a male name, so I think of Raphael as a him. But any indication I've gotten is that angels don't have gender, and they're not in time. You know, there's some real basic differences between how angels operate and humans, so they'll occasionally clue me into some of those basic understanding. So
I always try to let people understand that the universe is not good at time, at our timing. You know, they tell us, don't ask them when things are going to happen. They'll tell us, you know, but don't believe it, because they're guessing as well as we are, because they're not in time. I did a radio show not long ago about what is time out there. Is there a clock? Is there a calendar? There's none of that. There's just intent, and they're able to communicate telepathically with everyone out there to arrange meetings and all. They have their own internet, but it's the internet of telepathic communication.
I love that, yes.
So, would you mind asking the Ariel or Raphael or whoever wants to come through and talk to us a little bit about life nowadays?
Absolutely. That's a pretty big question. Life, the universe, and everything. Sure, let's see what comes through.
Well, first, they might have something that they want to bring up, but I certainly have a bunch of questions if they don't have answers right away.
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Yes, so in this time, as she had said, there is so much change upon us, angels and humanity. We will let you into that secret that the changes are not just for humankind. Angels are also going through their own transformations. So in times of change, there are two human responses, we would say. Of course, there are many shades and variations there. But there is the fear response, the let's build a wall response, and there is the awe and excitement response. So generally, people right now are in one of these two phases of reaction to so much change, because it's not just one change, it's one change after another, and they compound each other, these changes. We are in such a beautiful cycle of change. So it's up to you as the receiver. We would say the change part is not so much up to you. You could leave your life more or less intact, but the universe around you is changing whether you like it or not. So it is up to you. Do you want to wall yourself off and become a closed-minded sort of being, or do you want to open up to miracles you could not even have dreamed of 2 years ago? So that we would say, yes, we are in tremendous change, and that will continue for the foreseeable future here.
Yes, and which to some people is very comforting, and other people the opposite. And then there are a lot of people out there who are trying to hold on to the past, not allow change to happen at all, and at the same time promote fear to control the public. And there's a lot of that going on now, a lot of promoting fear. And how is that going to be dealt with?
This is Ariel. So let's use a little bit your analogy of internet, or perhaps we can say broadcast radio waves. For those who are transmitting fear now intentionally, so not just a personal reaction, but intentionally trying to plant these seeds of fear to keep humanity in the old downtrodden ways, their signal has been cut off. So, yes, they are still screaming loudly, but they're not reaching as many as widely as often. So those kind of implants, if you will, you need this metaphorically, although the metaphor is quite close to reality. Let's say humanity had implants, receivers, to receive this kind of broadcast fear, and now they've been switched off. So they could still hear their neighbor yelling loudly, but they're not hearing it in their own head as if it was their own voice of fear.
So the switch off is in our own psyches. That's what's so. For many people, they're not as open to fear as the population used to be.
This is Ariel. Yes, or at least it is discernible now, the difference. You can tell what is your own mind, your own voice, and what is someone else trying to influence you. That did not used to be the case, except for a few who could ascertain the difference. it was so imperceptible. What is my own voice of fear? Now it is clear, oh, someone outside of me is afraid. Should I believe them or not? So now you have that choice.
Yet it doesn't appear to be happening fast enough. It's, you know, we're at a time of chaos, and that's, you know, but, you know, change brings change. And, but it, I don't think many people expected it to be this extreme.
Yes, this is Ariel. In that sense, viewed from that lens, better times are ahead, more peaceful times, let us say, are ahead. But this time, in the time of unraveling of the old ways, it is predictable chaos, meaning you could have foreseen, any of us could have foreseen coming into this juncture of great change, that there would be fear and upheaval. But from our point of view, it is such a beautiful, beautiful upheaval. To use the metaphor of a prison, if humanity were inside and some beneficial beings, angels among them, were ripping down the walls of the outer prison, well, it's quite noisy and there's debris falling and it seems quite chaotic, but isn't it lovely that you're free?
I like that metaphor. It feels very dangerous and yet the walls are coming down. Oh, that's beautiful. So now I'd like to ask about where we're headed in terms of ignoring global warming. There's so much going on, at least in our country, of global warming denial. And maybe it's too late. Maybe the oceans are going to rise too much and it might get too hot. So what kind of future is being foreseen for that kind of situation?
This is Raphael, so we have good news here. It is not too late for your planet, not by any stretch of imaginings, yours or our own. There are technologies to very, very rapidly address, let's say, the corruptions or illnesses in your environment that were human-made, such as results of fracking or something like this. Those technologies, of course, were suppressed by those who did not wish you to thrive here and who wanted the fracking for their own uses, let's say. However, once those technologies in this new time of freedom become available again, widespread, those ills that you, as you see them now of the planet, are very, very quickly remedied. So it is not too late, and those technologies, quite simple technologies, but ones that have been suppressed, are beginning to come online. So the future for the planet itself, is quite bright.
Uh-huh. Good. Because it feels like, you know, the poles are melting away and so much ice is, and glaciers are falling into the ocean. And the idea that, you know, the warming, Europe just had its hottest temperatures in memory.
This is Raphael, but be cautious here. Understand that those who wish to keep you in fear will use this as a great rallying cry about why you should be afraid about life on the planet. So use your discernment here too. Perhaps you can perceive for yourself that it's hot, very hot in your environment, more so than typical. But perhaps those other stories that are reported on the news are not entirely factual. So there is misinformation and quite a lot of it on your planet still. And this will unravel in the coming years quite soon here. But in the meantime, you do need to use your discernment. And particularly, we would say, if the story carries fear with it as the primary sound, let's say, be very, very cautious of believing it. No matter how credible it sounds to your intellect, and all the things you have learned and experienced in this lifetime and the decades here on the planet, if it carries fear as the primary sort of ingredient vibration, be very cautious of believing that that's even true.
Well, what about the sun? A lot of our new energies, uplifting energies, spiritual energies, are coming through from the center of the galaxy and then through our sun and then to us, and an opening, creating higher vibrations, etc. And yet the sun could be unstable enough to emit a solar storm to the likes of creating changes on our planet, including electromagnetic pulses that can harm our electric grids. So are we safe?
This is Raphael. From our vantage point, yes, there are changes with the solar energies, and there are also changes, very great changes, with the human physical system. So that's why many of you have felt not just emotionally perhaps uneasy, but physically even unwell in the last year or so, where some call it ascension symptoms, this kind of very, very tired or very, very heavy density of the physical body or emotions. All of this is preparing humanity, so the physical vessel, humankind, preparing for that kind of galactic shifting energies. So part of it is very, very physical. This phase you are in now is very physical. So is the electrical grid safe? Perhaps not. Is humanity safe? Yes. Humanity itself is adjusting to these new ways of being.
If the electrical grid is knocked out, then we don't have electricity, and everything depends on electrical energy now.
This is Raphael. Perhaps those things you had come to depend on will seem less and less important. At this moment, we understand that could bring up a lot of fear to think of being divorced from something like electricity, like money, like slavery. And yet, let's use the example of communication. As humans, many have reported that telepathy is one of the gifts that humans will be coming more and more into ease of use. Some use it already. So if you become very adept at telepathy and the telephone lines cut out, it's not very important.
Right, but we can't pump water without electricity nowadays. There's so many things that can't function that we're used to for our survival.
Yeah, so to answer your question, this is Raphael, there are many, many beings, galactic, angelic, human, who are working towards the easeful, graceful transitions during this time. So some other species, for example, have very high technical knowledge and are already working on these problems on behalf of humanity, which is why we say some technologies will come online here shortly, which will make some of these worries quite obsolete. So will there be some temporary disruptions? That is perhaps likely, but we do not see some catastrophic harms coming to humanity or your way of life even. What we see being harmed is the enslavement ways, the ways of depending on being enslaved. So that takes a change within humanity's part to be willing to be free. There's a free will choice there. But globally speaking, for planetary systems and things you depend on now, we would say for the most part, new technologies come into being, into fruition, before you need them. So not as a disaster measure after the fact, after you have suffered. In most cases, they come online before you really need them. Of course, you see now there are cyclones and there are disruptions that happen here and there. And some are man-made and that may continue. But we see that kind of man-made violence decreasing. And we see humanity's abilities to adapt and be resilient to changing global atmospheres skyrocketing into amazing, amazing depths of understanding. So we don't see a reason to fear here.
Great. That's great. So we're getting near the end of the show. Adria Estrebu ESTRIBOU. And how can people locate you?
My website is Wingsound, WINGSOUND. And I have some blogs there of angel messages, and I do monthly angel calls. All that information's on the website. And I'm also on Instagram a little. I'm of the generation where I'm not living there. So the website and the email newsletter list are probably the best places to start.
And people can actually send you questions, and you do, because you do public readings as well, and you do private readings too.
Yes, yes.
That's great. Wow. You know, I have so many other questions too, and more about life and the world, the universe around us. So maybe at some point soon we can do another show, talk about, I don't know if they can answer questions about Middle Earth and ETs.
Ooh.
You know, esoteric stuff that
I'd love to explore that. Yes.
Dimensional things. And what about this new 5G, electronic communication is
right.
A little bit dangerous. So, so we have a lot to look forward to from the angels to hear more about their take on it.
Yes.
So Adria, it's wonderful talking with you, and it's you know, I think so much of the audience is excited about this kind of information. So that's great.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for your questions. I always learn from others, particularly because I kind of ask the same questions of the angels all the time, but you have very different questions and perspectives. So I love learning more. Thank you.
I didn't realize that, but it's nice to know. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Adrian. See you soon.
My pleasure. Aloha.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.